Imagine being a young man in the midst of World War II, seeking a holy man whose reputation for miracles and deep faith was spreading far and wide. That's exactly what happened to a young Gabriela Morth when he met Padre Pio, a moment that would shape his entire life. But what was about this encounter that left such a deep mark on him? And what powerful lesson can it teach us today? Stay with me to find out.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book The Saint, The Revolution of Padre Pio by José María Zavala. The story takes us back to 1942, when the famous late exorcist Father Gabriela Morth first visited Padre Pio. What began as a young man's eager pilgrimage turned into a lesson in humility and trust in God's will, one that Father Amorth would carry with him for the rest of his life. So let's step back in time and see how this encounter unfolded. The author shared, Father Gabriela Morth, one of the most well-known exorcists of our times, cherished the fact that he was a spiritual son of Padre Pio. Their first meeting took place in August 1942 when Amorth was just 17 years old. Decades later, during an interview in his exorcism room in Rome, Father Amorth shared his vivid recollections of that first encounter. At the time, he had no idea that he would continue visiting Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo for the next 26 years. It was wartime, so the crowds were smaller than they would be in later years, which made the experience all the more personal. Father Amorth recalled the journey. I remember the slow train that took me from Naples to the Foggia station. Well, in fact, there was no station. It had been bombed. There were just tracks remaining. As we ascended towards San Giovanni Rotondo by bus, we quickly found a lady willing to accommodate us in her home. There were no hotels or guest houses, but many homes gladly welcomed pilgrims. It was inexpensive, as Padre Pio rebuked anyone who took advantage of pilgrims. There was great warmth in these simple, humble rooms. I recall there was electricity, but for washing, there were jugs of water and basins. As for the toilets, better not to mention them. Eager to see Padre Pio for the first time, the young Gabriela Morth set his alarm for 4 a.m., knowing that Padre Pio's mass would begin at 5. However, his excitement was so great that he was already awake by 3:30. He shared what happened next. I walked 2 kilometers to the convent with a cold wind cutting through my bones. The small church door was shut. Those who arrived before me said the door would open only 5 minutes before the Mass began, just enough time for everyone to enter and be present from the start. It was freezing outside the church. We waited in vain, hoping the sacristan would have mercy and open the door early. But there was nothing to do but wait. Before we continue the story, just as the young Gabriela Morth journeyed through the cold and darkness, longing for a moment with Padre Pio, so too do many of us seek warmth, guidance, and spiritual strength in our own lives. Imagine having that same connection to Padre Pio, a saint who truly understands our struggles and intercedes for us in times of need. By joining the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, you invite his powerful presence in your life through our Following Padre Pio apostolate. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll receive spiritual blessings, including regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to his legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts, a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and exclusive resources, constant reminders of his presence in your life. Padre Pio's mission was to comfort troubled hearts, and through this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. Your participation helps continue his mission and ensures that prayers and holy masses are offered for you daily. Don't wait. Take this step today to welcome his grace and intercession in your life. Simply use the form below to set up your monthly gift and walk this path of faith, just as so many before you have done. Now back to our story. When the doors finally opened, Amorth hurried inside with the other men, heading to the sacristy behind the altar. Padre Pio was already there, slowly vesting for Mass. Assisting him were a Capuchin friar and one of his more experienced spiritual sons. Fully robed, with his sleeves on his alb almost completely covering his hands, he removed the gloves that concealed his stigmata. The assisting friar quickly placed him in a bag. Within minutes, the church was filled with faithful, and Padre Pio celebrated Mass at the side altar dedicated to Saint Francis of Assisi. Unlike many others, Amorth did not witness anything extraordinary during the Mass. However, there were those, like Sister Consolata, who saw Padre Pio crowned with thorns, accompanied by the Blessed Virgin and Saint Francis, and surrounded by a host of angels. The author tells us that such visions would come to Amorth later. The Mass lasted an hour and 45 minutes. Afterwards, there was a brief thanksgiving followed by confessions, men in the sacristy, women at the side of the church. At the end, Amorth noticed everyone forming two lines along the aisle that Padre Pio would walk to return to the convent. Padre Pio passed slowly as the people tried to kiss his hands or ask him to place them on their head for a blessing. Young Amorth was eager to speak with Padre Pio, hoping for guidance about his priestly vocation. He had come to Padre Pio expecting something spectacular, yet the advice he received was surprisingly simple, like that of any other priest. No extraordinary revelations, no dramatic insights. It wasn't the first time Padre Pio disappointed someone seeking extraordinary experiences. However, Padre Pio's simplicity taught him a valuable lesson. In his own words, "No one has the Holy Spirit in their pocket. Even the holiest people, endowed with charisms like Padre Pio, receive special gifts from the Lord only when God wills it. We must always give thanks to God for everything." Father Amorth concluded his memories by stating, "That first visit didn't excite me, but the memory of that Mass stayed vividly etched in my mind. It alone was reason enough to return." And return he did. 26 years of visits to San Giovanni Rotondo, deepening his spiritual bond with Padre Pio, and later carrying his lessons into his ministry as an exorcist. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.